not muted yet.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. I feel like I ought to sing, since I laid my burdens down. Amen, glory, hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. It's so good to see all of you on the line this morning, this evening, and some of you are here very early, and I just give God all the praise. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the Glorious One. You are the True and Living One. Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. We thank you for your presence, Lord, and we thank you for your word. Two or more are gathered together in your name. There you are in the midst. Thank you for being in the midst, Lord God. Thank you for just such a your spirit of joy, your spirit of laughter today. Hallelujah. Let it be contagious. Hallelujah. Among us all in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for another opportunity to come together in your name, another opportunity to just hear what you have been doing in the lives of your people. Hallelujah. And we bless your name, Lord God. We honor you. Thank you so much. Touch each and every one of us tonight, Lord, as only you can. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. Oh, and Lord, thank you for our speaker tonight, Lord. We thank you for just such a peace upon her in the name of Jesus as she just shares who you are, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise for her, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Once again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, I love when the Lord just lets that joy just come upon you. Hallelujah. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Just love this strength coming upon me even now. And I just want to share it with everybody. Share his joy, share his love. So welcome, 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 each and every one of you. This is our part two. We're doing a series called Friends of Get 'Em Radio. And what we're doing is we're listening to our listeners. In November of this year will be our ninth year on the air. We have over 1,000 podcasts out there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord just laid on our hearts that we've had listeners that he's caused to be faithful to come and listen, you know, every week, some, every broadcast, because we have a family of broadcasts, and we'll even talk about that later. And you know, you all have just been so special and have been listening and just being blessed and then even making comments, and you've had your prayer requests and all that. So we wanted to hear from you. And this is something that, I mean, I'm loving this. So this is something that we'll do again. Amen. At a later time, probably won't be until next year, but we'll do it again where we'll have friends of Get 'Em Radio to come on. And our format is that our friends are going to tell their testimony first. You know, they're going to tell us things in their testimony about, you know, how they got saved and water baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, all of that, how that happened. And then they're going to bring a word. Hallelujah. And then after that, we'll open up the line. But, you know, I was just thinking recently, I'm so glad we're doing this. I was, you know, during this pandemic, we've seen so many people go home to be with the Lord. And it's just been interesting. And I was reading somebody's obituary, and I had known this man for years. I had known him for probably about at least a good 10 years. I never knew things about him. I never knew that this man was a master baker. I never knew his great love for music. I just didn't know things about him. And so it just touched my heart, you know, to think, wow, I want to know who are around me. I want to know them before I have to read it. Not to say anybody's going to pass away this year, but you know what I'm saying? You know, I just want to know about them while they're yet alive. Amen. While they're yet in the land of the living, and then know more about their relationship with the Lord. So I was just so blessed about this, and the ones that the Lord chose to speak, because he gave me names, and all of the ones that he gave me their names, they're all available. And I just thank God for that. Now, last week, was our first Friends of Get 'Em Radio, and we had Minister Carrie Head. If you've listened to Get 'Em Radio, you have heard her on many of the broadcasts. And if you didn't get to hear her last Thursday, you can go back into our archives And the way that you can do that is simply go to Google or any search engine and just enter in Get 'Em Radio, G Radio, or say, Siri, Get 'Em Radio, and it'll pop up, hallelujah, and you will see our Blog Talk Radio platform. And I don't know if I've checked it on Bing, but on Google, they'll show at least the last, you'll see listings of at least the last 5 broadcasts of Get 'Em Radio. And then you'll be able to listen to the broadcast with Minister Carrie Head or any of our over 1,000 broadcasts. And we have a lot of good broadcasts. Praise God, really. And so many different subjects. And then we're going to get to our speaker in just a moment. But we have so many different topics that we've covered. We have ministries out there. If you're interested in what other ministries are doing, you can see that, what other churches are doing, small church, parachurches. And then the Lord took us into another dimension. So if you want to know about buying a house, you can go on Get 'Em Radio. We had a Christian realtor on the broadcast. You want to know about writing a book. The Lord has told you to write a book. We have several broadcasts about writing a book, even from the beginning of how to organize yourself to be able to write a book. And then the different processes that you go through. And we even talk about cryptocurrency. So there's so much, even how to buy groceries, you know. So it's so many different topics out there. So just go to our Blog Talk Radio platform and just have yourself a good time. Praise God. They're all recorded. So without any further ado, I want to get to our speaker tonight, and I met her years ago, and the way we met was through, I believe, Elder Philip Hawkey, and you all probably know of him from the Prophetic Healing. And by the way, we had Prophetic Healing last night, and it was God just moved by his spirit. It was awesome. It always is. And so I met Evangelist Shirley Taylor and her daughter Janza, who's going to be on next week, met them through Elder Philip Hawkey, and we have gone on ministry trips together. We have ministered together healing many times. Praise God. And so she's an anointed woman of God. She's a seasoned woman of God. And, I mean, you talk about love her some Jesus. Amen. And living the life. And so she and her daughter have just been just a joy to meet. And their fervency and their love for God is inspiring. Absolutely inspiring and totally contagious. And so I want to introduce to some and present to all my friend, Evangelist Shirley Taylor. Praise God. Welcome, Evangelist Shirley.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. So great to have you tonight.
Oh, it's good to be here, too.
Amen. And you're doing okay tonight as well?
Oh yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine. I'm blessed.
Come on now. Amen. Good. 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 Amen. Well, let's start off with you telling us what your favorite scripture is. Just give us a scripture reference. You can say a little bit, and then we'll give you time later to expound on that scripture. So tell us what your favorite scripture is.
My favorite scripture is Proverbs 15:3. And it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed.
Amen. Amen. Now, make sure that you stay close to the mic. I'm hearing you, but I'm straining a little bit to hear you. So, you know, stay close to your microphone so we can all hear what the Lord is saying. Go back again and just tell me the scripture reference. Give me the scripture reference again. Your favorite scripture.
My favorite is Proverbs 6:2-3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed.
Amen. Amen. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans shall succeed. Amen. Let's go right into your salvation experience. Let us know what happened when you got saved.
Well, when I got saved, it was a might have been a little different. I wasn't even in church. I was at my mom's house, and I was out of a job, so I babysit my daughter and my baby sister while my mom and dad worked. And so I was talking on the phone. So one day I was sitting in the kitchen, and I was talking on the phone, on the wall phone they used to have. And so as I got off the phone, I sat down. And I heard this voice say to me, and I'm looking around because nobody was in that room but me. And I looked around, and the voice said, "Choose you this day whom you shall serve." Well, I'm looking around seeing who's in this room. And so I looked outside to make sure the kids were all right. And so I heard this voice again telling me to choose who I was going to serve. And it scared me so bad. I said, "Well,
wow.
Lord, I'm serving you." This is just true. I just heard him so clear.
Wow.
And so, so I wasn't even in church, but you know, God can save you in.
Are you still here, Evangelist?
Are you still here, Evangelist?
Evangelist, if you're talking, we can't hear you. Evangelist Shirley? We're going to play a song, a little bit of this song, and then we'll find out what's going on, and we'll come back.
When troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
God, hallelujah. We were going to save that for later. Amen. That's that song was You Raise Me Up by Josh Groban. And that's one of evangelist Shirley Taylor's favorite songs. And so we were playing that today. And so we're back now, and we just thank God for just taking care of every technical issue in the name of Jesus, because this testimony needs to be heard. I mean, really, when God says to you, amen, choose ye this day, amen, we want to hear the rest of this. Are you back, Evangelist Shirley?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I'm still hearing you like you're far away.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. And you know what? You know, the devil is a liar here. You talk on this line all the time.
Yes, I do. You know,
we hear you all the time, and today we cannot hear you very well.
And
so
I
don't know
phone.
If you have to change have phones today or whatever, but it sounds like you're talking from a barrel. We can barely hear you.
Oh, my God. I just pulled that. Jazzy just pulled up her phone. And so I want to use her phone to see if it works.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Lord.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you, but I'm going to switch over to her line, which is the 542 number.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And I'm going to turn yours off.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good.
Yes. Amen.
Good.
Take a moment and praise the Lord. Just start praising him.
Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We magnify you. And we give you all honor, all glory. All praise, Lord. And this,
thank you,
Jesus. All this technicality, Father in heaven, we cast it down in your name, Jesus, because this, we will go through whatever we're going to go through tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You, Lord, for all you're doing.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Can you still hear me?
We hear you nice and clear. Praise
Good.
God.
Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so you heard the Lord say, choose ye this day. And what happened after that?
Well, like I was saying, I was in the room by myself. And so I'm looking around seeing who's in this room. So I peeped outside to see the kids. They were outside playing. So when I came back in the house, he spoke to me again. He said the same thing. So this time, I just answered. I said, Lord, I am serving you. And so later on, when Mom and Papa got home, I told them my experience, what happened. And so they sat me down and talked to me because I was kind of nervous because that had never happened before.
Amen. Yes.
So, you know, so I just thank God for that day. It was a different experience because we were going to church all the time. I never heard him say anything in the church. But it was that day and at home. And it was quiet. And so that's when he spoke to me.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And about how old were you? You were a grown woman?
Yes, ma'am. I was grown because Dennis, I guess, may have been 2 or 3 years old, maybe something like that. And my sister and my sister was about the same age. Because they were only 11 months apart. So they were playing in the backyard. So it actually wasn't no one in that room, but I heard him loud and clear speaking to me.
Amen.
And so that's he told me I had to choose today.
Hey, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, indeed.
Today.
This day. And so
Amen.
I did. I said, Lord, I serve you.
Hallelujah.
So, mm-hmm.
Amen. So
and
now
so,
what did your parents do when they talked to you?
Well, they told me that they talked to me and they told me my papa explained to me what it was in the Bible. He said it comes from the book of Joshua. and then he explained to me it meant that he said, as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. He said,
hallelujah.
He said, it's a commitment to God that you will serve him and that I had to keep this commitment. Because he said, you can't say yes to God and go back on it. He says,
All right.
That's bad news if you do. And
amen.
So that's the reason the word commit means so much.
Hallelujah.
Commit means a lot to me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Wow. That is a blessing. I've never heard anyone else be saved like that. But God does it any way he wants to do it. Thank you, Lord. So now, after this, were you baptized? Or you got baptized before?
Well, I had gotten baptized before as a child, I think, of 12 years old. At the church we were going to, we got baptized. And so we went to that. But, at 12, sometimes some children start preaching and things are 7 years old and up. That wasn't me. I went to church and I went to Sunday school. And we went to evening service, young people's service in the evening. And then we had a night service. And then on Wednesday night, we had Bible study, you know. So it wasn't that I wasn't in church. It was just the way that God chose to speak to me.
Amen. And, hey, he's God. He can do it the way he wants to do it, right?
Yes, he is. That's the way he wants to do it. So that was fine with me. That was fine with me. You know, I just get a joy out of it. Because.
Yeah.
That was my experience, and that's what happened to me. But I had been baptized before, and then I didn't start speaking in tongues until a few years ago.
Oh, amen.
And I was at a church meeting on Wednesday night, and we had a visitor evangelist to come. And so she said, if anyone's here that is not speaking in tongues and want to speak in tongues, she said, come now and be anointed.
Amen.
So I went up there and several other people, it was kind of crowded up there. I didn't know there were so many people that wanted to speak in tongues. I started off with the one. I said, because I asked my dad, I said, why am I not? What's wrong with me? How come I'm so he said, when it comes, it will come. Don't worry about it. He said, you just keep on doing what you're doing. And so when I went up there and she anointed me, and then I began to pray in the spirit, speaking in tongues. But I was an adult woman.
Wow. So as soon as she anointed you, you started speaking in tongues?
Yes, I did. As soon as she anointed me. So,
amen.
That's when I started speaking in tongues. And then later on, I was at another meeting, and this lady, she was an evangelist, and she had been all over the world, and she used to have her meetings here in Missouri down at one of the big hotels down. So I made sure that I was off so I could go there and be there day and evening because I didn't want to miss anything. And so I had a friend with me, and I said, And I told her, I said, well, I'm so glad to have a friend with me. I said, because Janice is coming in the afternoon. I said, but she has to work. So while I was sitting there, my friend said, well, I'm going to go. I see some friends over on the other side. I'm going to go sit with them from a while. And so I said, okay. And so I said, Lord, here I am. I'm alone again, you know. Because you know how you just want somebody sitting with you and talking and praising
right.
God. Just somebody. And you know what? The Lord spoke to me and said, you're not alone. Now, I want to tell you what was going on. They was having a procession, and all this lady had been all over the world, so they had all these flags up, and they had all these different people and nationalities coming in. So the place was full of joy, but it was kind of loud.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, while I was sitting there, I got caught up. Now, I can't tell you where I was because I don't know. But all I can tell you is that the Lord spoke to me again, like he spoke to me in my mother's kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I want you to take the cup. And that's all he said. And so when it was like I was, you know, how you know how you feel like your spirit is lifted up, and it felt, I could feel myself like going back down. So here I am again, looking around to see if anybody has the moment. And people all around me was rejoicing.
Amen.
So nobody heard him but me.
Wow.
So I've had quite an experience with the Lord, but I am so grateful. I am so blessed.
Amen. You are. Hallelujah. It looks like he just kind of takes you and then speak personally to you. It's a blessing. That's a blessing. Now, what about this cup? Did you take the cup?
Yes, I did.
Amen.
And you just brought me through and through everything.
Amen. Now let's go back for a moment and tell us about your family. Sounds like your dad was a special guy, probably your mom too, but it seems like they were just so special. Were they in the ministry at all?
Yes, they were. We belonged to a, before I came here, I was in Georgia, and we were in a different church, Lewis. We were at a Pentecostal church, you know,
mm-hmm.
where they put you up front and you had to go to our, never will forget, when I was sitting in the back with the rest of the children, and my mother was like 4'3". She was very short and small. And so I saw her on the side with the other ladies and men were, you know, they were just there. They were, some of them were speaking in tongues, some of them wasn't. And so I saw my mother get up across the church on the other side. And so after church and we got home, I said, Mom, why did you move. She said, honey, I asked the Lord if he want me to have this Holy Spirit to give it to me. And he did. And he did. And My mom used to do missionary work, her and the ladies of the church. They did a lot of missionary work, and I got a chance to, me and some other children and their parents, we got a chance to see our parents actually work in the church. And I have a Papa, we called him Papa because actually he was my stepfather. But he treated me as if I was his. And
Amen.
Papa had a stuttering problem. Sometimes he couldn't say two words. So when it came time for him to preach his first sermon, we were sitting there, and so he got halfway through his sermon. Then he got to stuttering real bad. And you know what? One of the ministers of the church said, if we have to sit here all night, when you leave, you will not stutter.
Wow.
So she told him to keep preaching. Just preach. Just preach. And so we did that. He did that. Do you know that my daughter didn't know that Papa ever studied? She was surprised when I told her that Papa had a stuttering problem. And because she never knew it. Because to talk to him, you would not, after that, you would not know that he ever had that stuttering problem. God healed him that night, because we sat there. It was about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, we left. But when we left, he was talking right and straight. And was talking right and straight ever since.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that's a blessing. You got to see that as it happened. So you knew.
Yes, I did.
You knew that God, Almighty God, did that. Hallelujah.
Yes, I
Amen.
Did. And I thank God right now. I thank God for the blessing, and I thank God that not only did I get to see it, other people seen it, but do you know the saints sat there? Nobody went home.
Nobody went home.
Nobody. Nobody
Amen.
Went home. They just sat there. They were determined that he wasn't going to leave like he came.
Hallelujah. That's a blessing. That's a wonderful, wonderful blessing. Amen. And I'm sure they was praying. Especially when it got around midnight, around 1 o'clock in the morning.
They were sitting
there. I know they were praying. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
I got a chance to see all of these things. I got a chance to see my mom doing missionary work, and where sometimes they would people that was out of doors. Sometimes they really didn't have a place to stay, and they couldn't find a hotel room for them. Sometimes people would make room in a house, in their houses, so they could get them a job and give them a place to stay. So I got a
Amen.
Chance to see all of this.
Praise God. That is very special. It's very beautiful to see, you know, that your parents were in the ministry. And that probably had some effect and influence on you, you know, how you
yes,
serve the Lord. How them serve the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So praise God. So we want to hear this word, the word of the Lord through you from your scripture that you mentioned in the beginning. And so we're going to give you space now to expound on the word. Hallelujah. And amen. So she's going to expound on the word. She's going to preach the word here. Amen. And when she finishes, probably in about 10 or 15 minutes or so, then we're going to open up the line. Hallelujah. So you can begin to press your number one key even now. We're going to praise God. So press your number one key, and we will open up the line. You can encourage the woman of God. You know what? I didn't even ask you guys if you have a Cash App or anything. You know, if you do, Sister Janza, go ahead and text me and let me know one way or the other and what it is. And amen. And so we're going to let the woman of God bring the word of God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
And now we had said we were going to play the song first, but we played the whole song. So
yes, we
you
did.
Might have heard it, but everybody else heard the whole song. You raised me up. Amen. So you can go ahead and just begin. Praise God.
Okay, go ahead. Talk about.
All right. First, giving unto God, who's ahead, who's head of my house, to Apostle Barbara, thank you for this great opportunity. And may God bless you, Pastor Mom. And then peace be unto all who's on the radio listening. Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we just praise you and give you honor and glory. Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, move Shirley Taylor out of the way. And Lord, step in, and Lord, step in and use me like you have never used me before. Let your Holy Spirit, your anointing, all flow in me. In the name of Jesus, amen. We're going to have a teaching tonight coming from Proverbs 16 and 3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and you and your plans will succeed. Tonight, we're going to touch the surface of the word. Commit and what happens when you include the Lord. If you have plans or hopes, dreams, a future for anything, read the entire chapter. There are deep, specific instructions we should follow. And ask the Holy Spirit to give you the deep meaning. What does commit mean? To pledge or bind a person or an organization to certain courses or policy. To trust, to stay with, and complete. Support one person or an organization. Give all your time, and so forth. Biblically, it means to trust, to pledge, and to bind a person or organization to a certain course or policy, to be dedicated to something. So we commit to the Lord whatever we do, and your plans will succeed. Make sure your plans line up to the will of God. Let the Lord give you the go-ahead. Don't get ahead of God, and don't drag your feet. But be in the Lord. Pray first and ask God before you begin, and then wait for the answer. In fact, King David would ask God, shall I go up? And he would wait for God to answer him. I learned this lesson the hard way. I would get an idea, and it looked and sounded good to me, and off I go. Then I would get in trouble because everything that could go wrong did go wrong. It would have been so much better, so much easier for me if I had asked God first, Lord, does this line up with your will? Another point is when the Lord asks you to do something, don't drag your feet. He's giving you the okay. He's giving you the signal. The plan will succeed. because it lines up with his word. I'm not saying that Satan and his imps won't try to interfere, but what I am saying, when we make plans, set goals, whatever it is, bring it before the Lord and make sure he approves, then you will be successful no matter what Satan and his imps throws at you. Another reason to commit whatever we're doing to the Lord in Proverbs 16:7 states, when a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace with him. Never mind what the naysayers is grumbling about. The Lord will have them to help you, and they won't even know why they're helping you. But it'll be a pleasure, and it will be a pleasure, and God will fight for you, and he will give you peace with it. Also, we should all our anxieties on him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Your visions, your plans, your goals. Some people want more spiritual wisdom and so forth. Whatever it is, Jesus cares about what concerns you. And in Proverbs 16:9, in his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. We can plan, but make sure your plans meet God's approval. We are not orphans. Remember, God is in control of our lives. Proverbs 3:1-10 will give you encouragement and more instructions on how to be successful doing things God's way. Just thought you might want to know that. However, sometimes we're successful right away, and sometimes there is a waiting period. What am I saying? Sometimes we have to go through something. Instance, Mark 4:35-39. I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. Jesus told the disciples, let's go over to the other side. They took a boat ride, and before they could reach the other side, a storm came. Turbulent waters, winds, and waves. The boat was rocking and wavering so hard, the disciples became afraid and called on Jesus. When the storm of life rock our lives, make waves, no one to turn to, nowhere to turn, and there is no hiding place, we can call on Jesus to calm the spiritual seas in our life. Jesus spoke to the physical storm for the disciples. Jesus can speak to the spiritual storms and say, peace be still. The storm ceased. It took a word from the Lord. In some cases, an act of God. We can call on Jesus 24/7. This is why we should commit all, everything to the will of God and be patient. God is patient with us. Mark 4:35-39. Accordingly, in John 5:19, Jesus said, I can do nothing without my Father. Jesus came on the earth to do the will of his Father. Jesus knew God's plan for him. Jesus stayed committed to God's plan, even in diverse circumstances. Now let me ask you a question. Have God ever given you the silent treatment? What did Jesus do when it happened to him? In Matthew 26:35-24, I'm going to paraphrase, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus expressed that his soul was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Then he prayed, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Silence. Yet not as I will, but as you will. Jesus checked on his disciples and found them sleeping. Verse 42. Jesus went back the second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." Jesus was on his way to the cross, but he stayed committed to the Father's plans. Nevertheless, Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, gave instructions to his disciples before he went to heaven. He is seated on the right hand of the Father. He sent back God's Spirit to live inside of us. Now we are reconciled to God through the work of the cross. All of these wonderful blessings because Jesus remained committed to his Father's plan and his Father's will. Now, I want you to do something for me. Hey, I want you to stay committed to God. When the storms of life are raging, principalities we can't see but experience, and things we can't see, stay committed. B, sometimes we have to go through unpleasant experience in order to handle success. Move right along. C, stay committed. Remember, it is not the degree of the storm itself, but how we go through the storm makes the difference. Therefore, commit your works, your thoughts, your plans, whatever you do unto the Lord, and your plans will succeed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you. Stay committed. Commit to the Lord. Hallelujah. And stay committed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And as he said to you, decide this day. This day, hallelujah,
this day.
Who you will serve.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I've been serving him ever since.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful word today from the Lord. What a wonderful word. And commitment. I love the way, you know, how you said, you know, you're going to go through some stuff. Everything's not going to be good. There's going to be some, you didn't say it like this, I'm paraphrasing you. There's going to be some challenges. And even Jesus went through some challenges, but he stayed committed. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Amen. What a wonderful word. And, you know, just to think about that, to stay that commitment. Don't quit. Stay committed. Stay committed. Hallelujah. That was just beautiful. Praise God. Praise God. And I just want to take out just a few moments here while we're right here to talk to people. I believe most everybody on this line, if not everyone, is born again. But sometimes people listen to our and you know, they've been listening to this and they heard, you know, Evangelist Shirley talk about how the Lord asked her, you know, to choose this day, you know, who you will serve. And the Lord is knocking at the door of your heart even right now. You don't know if you've made that choice. You don't know if you are committed like you're hearing this woman of God be committed. Well, choose this day. Choose this day. Are you going to commit to the Lord? Are you going to lay your life down before the Lord so that he can give you the best life you've ever had before? Hallelujah. It's a beautiful thing to commit your entire life to the Lord. And we want to give you that opportunity to do that right now. And committing your life to the Lord is salvation. being saved, being born again. And he will save you from the life that you're living right now, commitment to serve him. And I'll tell you, serving the Lord has a lot of benefits. Hallelujah. And one of the main benefits is eternal life. And you also get to know him here and now. And you'll have a life that is worth living right here on earth. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So this is a love commitment that God has already made to you. He committed himself so much, as even as Evangelist Shirley said, you know, he committed Jesus to come here on earth to bleed, to die, to suffer. Hallelujah, just for you and just for me. And he died, but then he rose again and is sitting at the right hand of the Father. So he did all of this just so that you could have the opportunity to be saved. Amen. Walk right into this opportunity right now. And the way you can do that is to, in Romans 10:9, it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So what you need is a heart and you need a mouth. Amen. And I would say 99.9999999% of everybody listening has a heart and a mouth. Praise God. And then God has given you that so that you could use it to receive him as your Lord and as your Savior. So when you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that's merely saying a prayer, choice, making a choice. Like the evangelist said, choose this day. You make a choice to confess with your mouth, to say a prayer with your mouth, and then to believe in your heart. You make a choice to believe in your heart everything that you've heard in the Bible, that Jesus died for you and God raised him from the dead. You make a choice to believe it. None of us were here to see it. We have to make a choice to believe it. And when you make that choice to believe and you pray that out of your mouth, you are born again. Hallelujah. And if you have questions, don't try to get all your questions answered before you pray this prayer. When you pray this prayer, then God has access into you, able to explain things to you. He'll be able to talk to you even more. I love how Evangelist Shirley heard him say, choose you this day. Amen. She began to hear from the Lord. He wasn't explaining. He was asking her to make a choice. And then after all of these years of being with him, I'm sure he's explained a lot, either verbally or even in his word. Hallelujah. So choose you this day and repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. To my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. I commit myself to you, Lord. I choose to serve you. And now I know I'm saved. I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And even now, we commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray right now, hallelujah, that you will be filled with his precious Holy Spirit and with power, even right now. In the name of Jesus, the power to do right, the power to act right, the power to walk right, the power to walk with the Lord, the power to be able to read the Word of God and to understand it. Because when you read the Word of God, He's right there with you to explain it to you. Hallelujah. So He's giving you power today as never before because you have prayed, because you have made a choice to commit to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can call the same number, 516-418-5699, every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. And if the Lord sends you to walk with us, you will learn more about Him through His Word. Hallelujah. Through testimony, through preaching, you will learn more about Him. Glory to God. So we invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And then we invite you, you know, you can go to a Bible-believing church because we're all one body. Hallelujah. We are the body of Christ. Praise God. So we thank God for you, and we give all the praise for you. We give God all the praise for you. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For those of you who just joined the line, we heard from Evangelist Shirley Taylor today. Oh, my, what a wonderful word. Amen. And how she gave her testimony where she heard the Lord say, choose ye this day who you will serve. Amen, and she chose to serve the Lord, and we're grateful for it even today. And so, and then she talked about how she got filled with the Holy Ghost, glory to God, where she got anointed, and as soon as she got anointed, she started speaking in tongues, hallelujah. I'm just giving you a brief, just a brief overview of what has happened tonight. And she said how she got to see her mother and her father, her papa. She got to see both of them serving the Lord, doing missionary work and preaching. And she actually saw a miracle with her papa. She saw him go from being a stutterer as he was standing there preaching and how God healed him. And after that, he stuttered no more. Glory to God. And then she went through the Word of God. This beautiful Proverbs 16:3. She started with that: commit thy works unto the Lord, and thou shalt be established. Hallelujah. Amen. And just she just blessed us tonight. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So if you want to hear this message, you can hear it again in its entirety. All you have to do is Google Get 'Em Radio, and you'll be able to hear it later. Amen. So now, several of you have pressed your number one key already. We're going to get to you. We thank you so much. Anyone, you can press your number one key. And then even just to encourage the woman of God, praise God, press your number one key. We're going to open the line first for Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Oh, thank you. Hello to everybody. And yesterday, I just lay here and listen, and you can hear each other tonight. So be beautiful, stand up. Lead us along the way. You know we need you all the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. You sound a little sleepy tonight, Pastor Mom. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, I am a little sleepy, but oh. I just
praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to ask Evangelist Shirley to pray for you. Then we'll let you go on and go to sleep. Praise God.
Just our praying.
Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and we magnify you, Lord, and we give you all honor, all glory, all praise. Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up Pastor Mom. Father in heaven, heal her from the crown of her head to the tip of her toes. Lord, let the your anointing blood that was shed on Calvary flow through her body, healing her with your anointing through and through. In the name of Jesus, heal every bone, every socket, the marrow in the bone. Oh, every organ, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give her strength, Lord, and let her get up and move around. Hallelujah. And be a good courage and be of good cheer in the name of Jesus. Bless her, anoint her, give her the strength that she needs. Walk and talk with her. Anoint her all over, Lord.
Mm. Yes.
Bless her bones, Jesus.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I always ask people to pray for my mama, so thank you so much.
Well, we do.
Yes, thank you. Praise God.
Yes,
all right, Pastor Mom, we love you.
Love you too.
Amen. Pastor Catherine, are you there? Did you want to say anything?
Yes, I just want to tell Evangelist Shirley, I enjoyed her tonight. And I really enjoyed that message tonight. I want to go back and get those scriptures because I was just trying to minister to someone today about a plan. They said they had their plans, and I said, "Have you submitted your plan to the Lord? Because your plan may not be God's plan. And if you got the right plan, if you submit it to Him, He will bring it to pass." But you brought out tonight, I wish I could have had all the scriptures that you had given tonight. Like I said, I am going to continue to minister to the person. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and re-listen to your message because I want all of those scriptures that you have given today because they were really good. And I just want to say thank you. You know, you always say when you minister to somebody, I wish they could have been listening tonight. But it's not time for them. But I just want to say thank you so much here. And may God bless you and continue to do His glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is so good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And Pastor Mom.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you know, when God gives us a word, we never know who's going to need that word. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going down the line for people who have their number one key pressed. Now, area code 314-698. You had your number one key pressed, and now I think you pressed it again. I'm just going to open up your line to see if you wanted to say anything. Area code 314-698, your line is open. Tell us your name.
My name is Diana Golden, and this is the first time I've listened, and I just want to tell Mom and Jan I love them, and the message really moved me, and I really needed that tonight, and I'm so thankful that Jan told me about the line, and I will be listening to it more often. I'm a work in progress, so I'm getting there, but it really helped me tonight, and I just want to thank them. Love you, Mom and Jan.
Thank you, darling.
Praise God.
Yeah, that
praise
is
God.
So sweet. That's my name, you know. You know
Amen.
What?
Amen.
Oh, Do you know how long we've been friends? Pastor Barbara?
No. How long?
Ever since Jansen, we met in kindergarten. It was four mothers. And all of us were standing in front of St. Matthew's Catholic Church crying because our babies was going to kindergarten. So the nun came out and said, I tell you what, why don't the four of you go and have breakfast and come back? Your children will be fine. So we've been friends ever since. We've all met in kindergarten. I met her mother, and she just Diane. Her name is Pat Golden. And I call Diane my namesake. And Janza and Diane has been friends because they met in kindergarten. That's how long.
Wow. Well, we praise the Lord for that. Amen. And I want to say to you, Diane, that we're all a work in progress. Even though we've been with the Lord for many years, we're still a work in progress. He's still working on us. If he wasn't,
amen.
We wouldn't be here. Amen. So keep on.
Amen.
Let him work on you. He is the potter. We are the clay. Amen. So good. We just want to welcome you to Get 'Em Radio. And since you haven't been with us before, I want to take a moment and tell you about what we do at Get 'Em Radio. This is only one part of our family of broadcast, and it's on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And then, so this is kind of the Christian talk show part of our broadcast. But then we have other broadcasts in our family. On Sunday, this Sunday, and you just heard Pastor Mom, she's a little sleepy today, but she's going to be awake on Sunday because she's preaching on Sunday. and she's 88 years young, okay? So she's going to be speaking, Lord willing, on this Sunday, and we meet at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, and you just call in. Praise God. And you'll be on with people around the country. We have some from California, some from Memphis, Tennessee, some from New Jersey. And so, you know, we meet and we, you know, and the Lord shows up in a great way. Then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching. We have a teacher. Her
Thanks
name is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. And she teaches, isn't it good?
She teaches
on Mondays, amen, on Mondays at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Now, that's a Bible teaching, so it's not an interaction, but I'm telling you, she digs into the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And she's a Ph.D., but she makes it simple. And she helps you to learn the Word of God, and she digs into it. And then she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God better or even more. And so that's on Mondays at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And you dial the same number that you dialed tonight. Now, on Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And that's at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And so we pray in tongues. And Evangelist Shirley and Sister Janza have prayed in tongues. They've been one of the volunteers to pray in tongues. So they pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. Even people who have not prayed in tongues before, you know, they'll call in and they'll listen and God will touch their heart. Hallelujah. Those who prayed maybe the first time that they got filled with the Holy Ghost, then some people have started praying in tongues again, just, you know, as they listen to the broadcast. And so we pray in tongues for an hour, and then we hear the interpretations. And, I mean, it has been totally awesome. And God is taking us even to another dimension even in the interpretations. So now every second Wednesday of the month, we have a healing broadcast. And that was last Wednesday. So the next time we'll do that again won't be until July the 14th. But that's worth writing it down on your calendar. It's at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and that's called Prophetic Healing. And so what happens is that we pray before the broadcast, and the Lord reveals what ailments are going to be healed. And then people call in, and they get healed. There are some broadcasts where we have experienced about 15 or more healings in one night. Where people, I mean, they're just getting healed, I mean, miraculously healed. So if you need prayer for healing, you know someone else, please mark your calendar. Now, not to say that God can't heal you before July 14th, because he certainly can do that. But, you know, but if you'd like to call on that night, prayer for healing, or let someone else know about it, the healing is flowing on that night. And then we're back again to Thursday, next Thursday, and that's going to be June the 17th. We're going to have Sister Janza, amen, who is Evangelist Shirley's daughter. Amen. Daughter, prayer partner, you know, the young kids might say road dog. But, you know, we say that in the most respectful way. We say that in the most godly and respectful way. Amen. And so, hallelujah. So she's going to be with us on next Thursday. So thank you so much, Diane, for calling. I don't know if you said Diane or Diana, but thank you so much for calling. And we look forward to having you with us again. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. God Amen. Bless. Okay. We're going to open the line. Wow, we got a few. Just so hold on with us, okay? We have Reverend Treva from California. We'll open the line for you first. Then we have... Minister Rachel from New Jersey, you're next after that. Then we have Pastor Price from Memphis, Tennessee. And then we have someone else that I may not know exactly who you are, but we welcome you. You are area code 314-280. And so you're going to be after Pastor Price, so just hold on. We'll get to you. Okay, Reverend Treva, we're opening up your line now.
Good evening.
Welcome, Reverend
Treva. Hello, can you hear me? Let me turn on my speaker. Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear me better?
Okay. And while you're turning on your speaker,
good evening,
Reverend
everybody.
Treva.
How you doing today? This is Reverend Treva.
Hello. Welcome. We hear you good. We hear you
okay,
well.
Okay. I had it on my Bluetooth. Anyway, I just wanted to say, Evangelist Shirley, you did that was awesome testimony and a great word. And I just thank God that he used you tonight. And I just say God bless everybody. I love y'all. It's good to be on here. And I just thank God that I was able to listen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Treva.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen. And just to
thank
let you know, Reverend Treva will be she's our speaker on the 24th of June. Amen. And we're looking forward
Amen.
To hearing from her. Amen. God bless you, Reverend Treva. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amen. Minister Rachel, we're opening up your line. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Oh, hi to everyone. Hi, God, Mom, and well, Apostle Kizzy.
Love hearing Pastor Mom and love hearing the woman of God. It's very encouraging. Yes, we have to choose you this day when we serve. I was very encouraged. I needed to listen in on tonight, and like I said, I'm very encouraged.
Amen.
Thank you all.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, by the Spirit of the Lord, I know you've made the commitment to the Lord. Hallelujah. And you continue to commit to him. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So as you continue to commit, even with everything you're going through right now, hallelujah, he's going to take care of you. And one of the scriptures from Proverbs 16:7, as she says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I was seeing the Lord is my life jacket. He holds me up, you know. Sometimes when so much stuff is happening all at once, I feel like I've been thrown into the sea. And so he's my life jacket, keep me floating through every wave. I said, Lord, another big wave coming. Oh, my dear. But he still keeps me. And I'm still standing.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to have Evangelist Shirley to pray for you, you know, knowing that you're in the midst of a storm right now, and the Lord is with you. Praise God. So, Evangelist, pray for her, please.
Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we praise your name. Lord, you said in your word that according to Mark 11:22-23-24, you said if we speak to the mountain and believe it and say, move, mountain, move, that the mountain would be moved in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father,
hallelujah. The shadow of my heart has gone.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, I missed a little bit of that. Are you still here? Hello? Evangelist Shirley? Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. And I don't know what's going on again, but the sound is pretty much gone at this point, and we're not hearing you. We're going to go ahead and go on and open up the line for Pastor Price. Maybe you guys can hang up and just call back in. Okay? Maybe that's it. Hang up your phone and just call back in, Evangelist. Praise God. And yeah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Hi, God bless you. Can you hear me? Thank
hear
you. Can
you very
hear me?
Well. I hear you very well.
Wonderful. God bless you. I pray that Evangelist can come back on in a few minutes. I just thank God, Apostle, for this, for you and for the Getting Radio and all the ones on Getting Radio, for Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine and all of the saints, for Evangelist Shirley. That was such a great word tonight. It blessed my heart. It often reminds us when we see how God reached out to Evangelist Shirley in a tremendous way in order to call her into his kingdom. I've thought about when the Lord was reaching out to me to come closer to him. Our cousin Larry had been killed, and he had been with the Lord, I think, maybe about a year or so, and I kept dreaming about him. This was before I came close to the Lord, and I kept dreaming about Larry. And one time, one of the last times that I dreamed about Larry, when I woke up, I said, Larry had told me in the dream, he said, you come on, go with me. And I said, at that time, I said, come go with you. And when I woke up, I said, come go with you, him. I said, he dead. And the Lord said to me in my heart, he said, now, if you don't come and go close to me, that's where you're going to end up at.
Wow.
And this was way back then when the Lord began to speak to my heart about it. And so this reminds me so much of how God will reach out to people. The precious Holy Spirit, he's called the one who convicts the world. He convinces the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And I heard a man preach, and I think he was playing the program on his program. It was Miles Monroe, when he said that in the last days, the Holy Spirit, that the Lord would pour out of his spirit upon all flesh. And I believe his spirit is being poured out on people to convince and convict them of sin. Way back then, over 40-some years ago, the Lord began to bring conviction. It was through the death of my cousin, our cousin, that God allowed for me to be able to be drawn closer to him. And so I thank God. I thank God for the word that Evangelist Jan Jansen preached about trusting in the Lord. She said about that trust means to dedicate and to commit to the Lord. What a great word it was. Today we had a circumstance that happened to us. My second oldest son called me and said that my oldest son in the St. Louis area was in a five-car collision on Highway 64. We didn't know his condition. We didn't know how he was doing. We didn't know what was going on. All began to pray and began to just call on the Lord and begin to bind up any injury, anything that's not of God. My daughter-in-law had been went to the scene of the accident, and so we still didn't know how anything was going or what was going on. But all of us were just interceding, and the family, we were interceding and praying for Rodney, our oldest son that lives there in the St. Louis area. And then when we finally got the word, we found out that he walked away. He walked away from the accident. Now, we don't know because I had begun earlier today, my stomach and my inward parts were beginning to hurt. And I was trying to figure out, why is my stomach hurting? Next to the oldest son said he had called Rodney and his wife this morning because they were heavy on his mind. So he had been praying before I went to bed last night. So it's so important that we commit and commit to God and let him do what he's going to do and be able to stay close and trust in him, because he has me praying for my sons and all my sons and my children. But glory to God, we still know that they're still checking out to see what's wrong with him in the inward parts. But he was able to walk away from it.
Hmm.
And that's a miracle of God. That's a very miracle of God. The only thing they were saying that his truck, when we last saw him, when we were there in St. Louis, and we went over to see them, God led me on my heart to go over there and see him and spend some time with him and his wife. And he was out working on that truck then. He got a red truck, an old-timey red truck he was working on to get it to work and let it work. He was almost at the point where it could be working. And finally, he got it to work. And he said that somebody hit him from behind on 64, and a chain reaction took place where five cars were involved. But
oh,
I thank God
mm-hmm.
that he was able to come out. We're praying for the other people who were in the accident, the others that were involved also in the accident. So I just wanted to thank God for Evangelist Shirley's message about trusting in the Lord, being dedicated unto him, committing unto him, you know, just thank God. And that was a tremendous word. So I thank you, Apostle, for what God is having you to do. And I give glory to God for it. And thank you all tonight. God bless.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Right. Yeah, she did.
Hallelujah.
Apostle, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Apostle,
clearly.
Have you put me back on mute? Okay, I wanted to tell you, I thank you so much for introducing me to the fact that we're to pray for the spirit of injury when somebody is in an accident or gets hurt. And the first thing that came up in my spirit was to pray against the spirit of injury, even to his body. Not knowing what the condition was, but we were praying for the spirit, against the spirit of injury. So I want to thank you for telling me about that. And then I'm gone now. Thank you so much.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to say what she's talking about a while back the Lord just showed us that an injury takes time to set in and to lay hold and to go any course. So, you can kind of notice that if people are in a car accident and there's whiplash, the person doesn't usually feel whiplash. They may feel a little bit of it, but it's not until the next day that the whiplash is really, really bad and can be felt. And so the Lord began to minister to me years ago about how to tell that injury that it cannot set in, lay hold, or go any course, but must cease and desist. And we have seen injuries just stop in its track and go backward. We've seen that. We've seen children who, fall and bump their heads, and, you can see the knots come up, and then we speak over them, and that goes away, and the pain goes away immediately. So any kind of injury has to work with time. And so, prayer supersedes time and space. Amen. And, and the word of God. Hallelujah. So, amen. So that's what Pastor Price is talking about. Glory to God. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Pastor Price. And now we have someone, area code 314. 280. That number sounds familiar. I'm going to open up your line. Welcome. Tell us who you are.
Thank you so much. I am Pastor Sheila Scott, the pastor of Imani Church and the pastor of Evangelist Shirley and Sister Jansa. I am so godly proud of how God is using evangelists and just having the opportunity to, it's my first time calling. The opportunity to hear all of the wonderful things about how God has truly used her. She really is a blessed woman of God, and just knowing her commitment and faith in the Lord and knowing that she's a praying woman, I thank God for her. And truly, as I've been listening to you all talk about her speaking on tonight about choose ye this day whom ye will serve, it reminds me of the scripture from Jeremiah 29:11 where we're told
yes.
that God knows the plans that he has for us, declares the Lord, plans to prosper us, not to harm us, but to give us a hope and an expected end. And because of that, that's why we can hold on to our faith in knowing that God will order our steps, even when it seems like the road may be rocky, but we can hold on by faith and be committed to seeing it through, knowing that God will bring us out on the other side. So thank you for the opportunity. And Evangelist, God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you clearly now. Thank you.
Okay, Genesis, we prayed down this. I don't know what's wrong with these phones.
Okay, well, it sounds much better now. Much better. Amen. So, Pastor, we thank you.
I had
you.
A prophecy for that lady. The Lord had me prophesying to her. I don't know
yes.
what I said, but I do remember that he told me for her to read Psalm 46. And that every word in 46 may not be for her, but ask God to give her what she should have out of that particular scripture.
Amen.
And that I saw shifting.
Hallelujah.
So if you can get word to her. You know,
she's still here. About Amen. She's still here. She hears you. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. And she wanted to hear that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Once again, thank you, Pastor Sheila.
You're my pastor.
Is that your name, Pastor
Praise
Sheila?
God.
I just want to know if you got your name correct.
Yes.
Amen. Thank
yes,
you again
yes.
for joining us tonight. Praise
thank
God.
Thank you for hearing this. No kidding.
Hallelujah.
It's really a blessing.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Amen. God bless you.
I told her I was going to speak tonight. And a prayer for me.
Amen. That's a wonderful thing when your pastor comes on and listens. We're just so blessed by it. Amen. Hallelujah. And Pastor Sheila, just hearing your voice for a few moments, you sound like a preacher. Glory to
she
God.
Is.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm laughing. You sound like a preacher. We may have to talk to you later. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm
sure praise
God has
God.
A lot.
God be the glory.
Amen. And I love Amen. Pastors when they say praise God, to God be the glory, and then you get them the preacher. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, I got preacher brothers. I got pastor brothers and sisters, so I know what that means. Praise God. To God be all the glory. Amen. Yeah, the Lord going to use you. Amen. Well, hey, I got your phone number, so we're going to see what the Lord
okay.
says. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
And, so, Barbara Kizzy, and my phone number starts with a 973. Amen. So,
I will look forward to it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Because anybody who can pastor Evangelist Shirley and Sister Janza, they got to be all right. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. She feeds us
and they
good.
Truly are a blessing.
And I'll tell you, you know, I'm going to rephrase that sentence and say, whoever the Lord sent Evangelist Shirley Sajanza to be their shepherd, to pastor them, that's a blessed person. That person is a blessed person, because I know that the Lord would not entrust them to just anybody. Amen. I guess you could say that about everybody.
Amen.
But
amen.
I'm just saying what I'm hearing in the spirit right now. Hallelujah. I almost feel like I want to prophesy right now, but I'm kind of in between right now. Hallelujah. But I'm going to stay here just for a moment. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we just lift up Pastor Sheila to you right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for
yes,
her.
Lord.
We thank you for what you're doing in her and through her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I'm thinking about is there's a scripture where the Lord, or Samuel, was saying to King Saul, he said, when you were small in your own eyes, you know, basically paraphrasing that God really worked with you. And so the Lord is saying to you, you are small in your own eyes. And so God can still work with you. Amen. You have not exalted yourself. You haven't gone ahead of God. I'm not, and the Lord said, now, mind you, he's not saying you're perfect, but in him, you know, you, hallelujah, and you've not tried to exalt yourself and go ahead of him. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So that's all I'm
Amen.
Hearing. Amen.
I receive
so God
that.
Bless
Amen.
You. Amen. Thank
you.
Man.
Thank
you so
you.
Much.
Thank
you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. I think that's all of the number one keys. Oh, Minister Carey, I see you. I'm going to open up your line. I saw you press your number one key. You probably think it's too late to say anything, but it's not. Amen. Minister Carey, did you want to say something?
Yes, good evening, everyone. My phone was, it just cut out on me. That's what happened, and I had to call back in.
Okay.
I just, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Evangelist Taylor, I just thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for the word that you gave tonight. And just show how amazing the Lord is, the Holy Spirit, how he draws us. And draw us to him and then send us to do the things that he so desires in his heart. So I just thank the Lord for your encouraging words, and I just bless you tonight. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you. I receive. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We knew we had to hear from you tonight. So. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Amen. All right. Speaking of just being and a blessing, before we go tonight, I don't know why I'm hearing the feedback again. Sister Janza? I'm going to have to disconnect your number, your 466 number.
I do.
Or can you put it
Thank
on
you.
Mute? Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Because there was a lot of feedback with it. So, you know, I hope you can hear what's going on. So, at any rate, as we get ready to close tonight, what we like to do is, you know, we don't do this every broadcast, but we're doing it during this time of Friends of Get'em Radio. We'd like to bless them, hallelujah. And, you know, we usually do it through a Cash App. If the person has a Cash App, well, These two ladies do not have Cash App, so but we're, right now we're talking about Evangelist Shirley. So what we did the last time was with Minister Carey. On last, we had people to Cash App to Get 'Em Radio. And if you Cash App, you want to bless the woman of God, and you want to do it through Cash App, you can do it at $ Get 'Em Radio. That's G-I-T-M Radio. No spaces in between, just $ Get 'Em Radio. If you want to bless them, or I keep saying them, I always look at them as a package. But if you want to bless, this is for Evangelist Shirley tonight. Amen. You want to bless Evangelist Shirley, then you can Cash App, and we will make sure that she does get that money, everything that you guys send, and we're going to add more to it as well. So, and we thank God for all of those last week who sent the Cash App in for Minister Carey. And so what we're going to do is we're just going to just mail the money to them. Amen. And so with Minister Carey last week, that money is in the mail. Hallelujah. We took care of that. So if you don't have it already, Minister Carey, you shall get it. And it was a nice blessing. You guys are sowers. Amen. And when you see somebody like this, you want to sow into them by the Spirit of God. So just, you know, be led of the Lord. If he leads you to do it, then you do it. If he leads you in a different direction, then you do that. But just be led of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And so once again, the Cash App is $ Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And make sure on your notes you can write, you know, a comment in there and say, you know, blessing for Evangelist Shirley. You know, you can say that so we can make sure, because we are also getting love gifts and offerings for Get 'Em Radio on that same Cash App. So make sure you make the difference between the two. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We have about five more minutes left in the broadcast, but we always have overtime anyway. So, but we're going to go ahead and close. We've talked about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts with Diane earlier. Praise God. And I just want to say again that, and so prepare yourself, Evangelist Shirley, to give closing remarks and closing prayer. And I just want to thank everyone for coming tonight. This has been such a blessing. Evangelist Shirley, you know, we just love you. We love the Spirit of the Lord in you and how he uses you. And I am so, so glad that the Lord said your name and that you said yes. Glory to God. In your life, and also, to be on this broadcast tonight, just so, so happy about that, because I didn't know that about you. We've known each other for what, at least about 10 good years here, and yes, we've ministered together and just never knew that about you, never heard about your mother and your papa and all of that. So I'm just so happy that you were with us tonight, and we were truly blessed, truly blessed. So I'm going to leave it to you to give us closing remarks and closing prayer.
Well, I just want to thank everybody, and thank you, Apostle, and thank everybody who called in, was listening, and giving me words of encouragement, and that I thank God, and we do lift the lady up in prayer. I'm sorry we had such terrible technicalities, but you know, it just goes, we just go with the flow. So remember our scripture for tonight, and
feast on it, because the Lord may give you something else even different about it.
So feast on that scripture and commit whatever it is to the Lord. Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we just praise you and magnify you and glorify you. We give you all honor, all glory, and all praise. Thank you, Lord, for Apostle Barbara. And thanking you for Pastor Mom. And thanking you for everyone that is listening in under the sound of my voice. Lord, whatever the needs are, Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, you are the supply of all of our needs. You are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? Whom shall we be afraid? And, oh, Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to clear out situations and pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus and give life to the bodies, to our bodies, and healings to our mind and soul, and to also extending that to our families in the name of Jesus. Thanking you for Get 'Em Radio. Let it be even prosper even more and more. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you once again. I want to thank Sister Janza for all the work that she's doing in the background. We're texting each other in the background.
I'm telling you.
So talking on the phone in the background, trying to get everything together. So thank you for that. I also want to thank the newest member of Get 'Em Radio. We have enlisted her in, and her name is Amber Price. She is our new music director. Glory to God.
Oh,
so,
wonderful.
Amen. So when we need music, she gets music for us. Praise God. So we're going to close here with the music that Evangelist Shirley sent to us, and it's I played it earlier. You Raised Me Up by Josh Groban. Amen. So we're going to just play a little bit of that as we go out today. Have a blessed night, a blessed rest of the night, and a blessed weekend, everybody.